FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Storm on the move. VP debate. I'm Elliot Francis. Hurricane Matthew is now a Category 3 storm as it moves closer to the southeast coast of the U.S. Correspondent Gary Cohen is watching preparations in Florida.
It looks like at the very least they're going to need to get people off the barrier islands. There are people who live on what's known as the intercoastal in Palm Beach County and neighboring counties. This is the only way they can get off those islands or over bridges. And those are really tiny islands, so they're going to probably need to get those people out well ahead of what's about to happen.
Early numbers give Republican Mike Pence the win in Tuesday night's vice presidential debate. During the 90-minute event, Pence defended Donald Trump in a discussion about Trump's tax revenue.
With regard to paying taxes, this whole riff about not paying taxes and people saying he didn't pay taxes for years, Donald Trump has created tens of thousands of jobs.
The second presidential debate is set for Sunday, October 8th in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm Elliot Francis. The founder of WikiLeaks is threatening to release potentially damning information soon on one of the presidential candidates. Scott Carr tells more.
In a video link news conference from London's Ecuadorian embassy, where he's been avoiding authorities for more than 4 years, Julian Assange said his now 10-year-old WikiLeaks will, before the end of the year, post 1 million documents implicating Google, oil, arms, and the U.S. elections. Refuting earlier reports, Assange denied he'll be focusing on Hillary Clinton.
Show interesting features of U.S. Power factions.
Assange says a first publication could be expected this week and that he hoped to reveal more documents every week for the next 10 weeks. Scott Carr, Washington.
In California, emergency officials say a period of elevated risk for large earthquakes in the San Andreas Fault is over. The update Tuesday by a state agency came a week after a series of small jolts hit near the fault. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Fairfax County officials are sounding the alarm again about budget shortfalls and are again pleading with voters to approve a new meals tax on the ballot next month. Looking ahead to next July, the start of fiscal 2018, the county executive projects a $79 million deficit. The county school superintendent estimates the schools will be $134 million short of what they need. We're a month into the school year in Montgomery County now, but there's still a handful of students who have yet to set foot in the classroom.
The reason, according to Montgomery County Health Officer Dr. Alder Tillman, is that they haven't been vaccinated.
We're down to a total of 22 children who lack documentation, 20 of which are ninth graders who have not appeared in school as yet.
And while that may sound shocking, at the beginning of the school year, there were roughly 4,000 children who hadn't had their shots, despite parents getting notice roughly a year ago that it needed to be done. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A long-planned Montgomery County transit project is now on hold again because Governor Larry Hogan has postponed funding for it. The Corridor City's Transitway would link up-county communities to the Shady Grove Metro Station, but Hogan has not included money for its first phase in his proposed six-year transportation budget. You know it's getting close to Election Day when those sample ballots start arriving in the mail. And in Montgomery County, yours will be coming soon, says Marjorie Rohrer with the Board of Elections.
Ballots are being printed as we speak. They are going to be delivered to the post office by Friday of this week, and so they will start being received by the voters early next week.
Rohrer told MyMC Media it's important for voters to review the voting guide that's coming in the mail. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,168, the NASDAQ at 5290. Sports, the Orioles season is over. They lose to the Blue Jays in the American League wildcard playoff. Tonight it's Mets and Giants in the National League. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose to Miami. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-24 24ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the overnight construction on the Maryland Beltway. Just keep alert if you're north of River Road, Inner Loop. And when you head around past that 270 split and you continue toward Old Georgetown Road, they're along the left side. No delay for now. In the Falls Church area on Annandale Road, just north of 50 Arlington Boulevard, that's closed each direction. Had an accident that knocked down a utility pole. Crews say it might be like that through the morning rush hour. No problems on 66. We look good coming out of Leesburg on Route 7. Heading into our nation's capital over the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, each direction on the freeway, running quiet at this early hour. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The overcast that's around will burn off as we go on through the day. Lots of clear sky around. Some clouds. 71, northeast breeze. Some clouds tonight, comfortable at 57. Clouds give way to sunshine tomorrow, 73. And Friday, we'll have another dry day in the upper 60s. And we'll see what happens over the weekend. Maybe a little bit of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Centerville, 54 in Gaithersburg, 59 degrees in Washington. Evacuations begin as Hurricane Matthew barrels toward Florida. See a video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 5:07 on this post-vice presidential debate Wednesday morning, and boy, have we got a lot of coverage on it. If you missed it, you're in the right place as we will play you the highlights. If you saw it, you're in the right place as we've got some top-notch analysis, including at 6 o'clock in the morning, former Governor Jim Gilmore, who will give us the Virginia perspective on Senator Kaine. At 7:05, Andrew McCarthy, National Review. I want to ask him about this botched FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's email. 7:35, Katie McFarland on the national security perspective of last night's debate. And then at 8:05, Chris Starwalt from Fox News will give us his take. And of course, most importantly, your take all morning long on last night's unbelievable vice presidential debate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Donald Trump during his campaign has called Mexicans rapists and criminals. He's called women slobs, pigs, dogs, disgusting. I don't like saying that in front of my wife and my mother. He attacked an Indiana-born federal judge and said he was unqualified to hear a federal lawsuit because his parents were Mexican.
And that was the kind of attack we saw last night from Tim Kaine. It was a very interesting debate in downstate Virginia last night between Tim Kaine and Michael Pence. And let's just get right to it. I want to know what you think. If you watched it last night, if you had some sense of it, 888-630-9625. That's 1-888-630-WMAL. I'd like to know exactly who you think was the winner and who was the loser and why. Get on the line right now and share with us. But while you're doing that, for those who did not have the opportunity to stay up late, we have some of the highlights and lowlights from this debate. Let me just give you one overview. I think that most everybody seemed to suggest that when all was said and done, there were very few people who believed that Tim Kaine was the winner. The overwhelming number of people felt that it was Mike Pence who dominated and did well last night. And mostly it was about style. Tim Kaine came along as somebody who was, you know, fidgety and interruptive and aggressive. Mike Pence looked very calm and cool and comfortable in his own skin. And just from style purposes, everybody seemed to think overwhelmingly that it was a good night for Mike Pence and not such a good night for Tim Kaine. But one of the things that Tim Kaine did a lot was interrupt his opponent when he started to make a point or two. And here's an example of that. Actually, there's a lot of good stuff in here. It has to do with the Clinton Foundation. It has to do with email servers. As the whole nine yards. Here's a little sample of some of the debate from last night.
It's important in this moment to remember that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her home that had classified information on it about drone strikes. Emails from the President of the United States of America were on there. Her private server was subject to being hacked by foreign
hackers. I'd like to ask you about Syria.
We could put cybersecurity first if we just make sure the next Secretary of State doesn't
have a private server. A full investigation concluded that not one
reasonable prosecutor would take any additional step. You don't get to decide the rights and wrongs of this. We have a justice system that does that. And a Republican FBI director did an investigation and concluded.
All right, we are moving on now.
Senator, if your son or my son handled classified information the way Hillary Clinton did, they'd be court-martialed. That is absolutely false, and you know
absolutely
that. And you know that, Governor.
Because the FBI did
an investigation.
Gentlemen.
And they concluded that there was no reasonable prosecutor who would take it further.
Senator Kane, Governor Pence, please.
Wow.
I want to turn now to Syria.
Did you get a sense of how chaotic that was? I mean, that was so maddening, because not only was Mike Pence having to be interrupted by Tim Kaine, he was also fighting the moderator much of the night. But we'll get into more about that a little bit later.
We'll definitely get into Lin Quijano's performance, but you heard there Tim Kaine. His strategy seemed to be, Brian, interrupt, throw in as many talking points that I've memorized, interrupt, even if it's not my turn. And it was maddening. You're absolutely right. In fact, by one count, it was over 70 times that Tim Kaine interrupted the proceedings. 70 times. In a 2-hour. That means like almost once every minute.
Yeah, we want to get to your calls in just a moment, but if we could, I want to go to this cut. This is cut number 4, Luke, if we could. This is Mike Pence, I think, one of his best moments last night, and it's on the issue of life and his pro-life beliefs. And look, I mean, it's a difficult topic to bring up in a debate because it's such a controversial topic when you in American political life today. But I thought this was an amazingly eloquent statement on the part of Mike Pence. Here is Mike Pence talking about the importance in his mind of the sanctity of life.
But there is a choice here, and it is a choice on life. I couldn't be more proud to be standing with Donald Trump, who's standing for the right to life. It's a principle that Senator Kaine, and I'm very gentle about this because I really do respect you, it's a principle that you embrace, and I've appreciated the fact that you've supported the Hyde Amendment, which bans the use of taxpayer funding for abortion in the past. That's not Hillary Clinton's view. People need to understand we can come together as a nation. We can create a culture of life. More and more young people today are embracing life because we know we are we're better for it. We can, like Mother Teresa said at that famous national prayer breakfast.
This is important.
Let's welcome the children into our world. There are so many families around the country who can't have children. If we could improve the options so that families that can't have children can adopt more
Governor,
readily
why
those children
don't you trust women
in crisis
to make
pregnancies?
This choice for themselves? We can encourage people to support life, of course we can, but why don't you trust women? Why doesn't Donald Trump trust women to make this choice for themselves?
Well, there's a little sense of it. I think you got a good sense of exactly how this went last night. Look, I mean, it was a good night for Mike Pence. I think it was not a very good night for Tim Kaine. You know, and I'd like to know what you thought as far as that goes. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Larry, your thoughts very quickly.
Brian, you said that it was that Pence won. Pence won the debate. Absolutely. You'll even hear the bozos on MSNBC. Pardon me, that wasn't nice to clowns around the world, say that Mike Pence won the debate. The best they could come up with last night was, Mike Pence won, but it really doesn't matter because it's just the vice presidential debate. But you said it was mostly on style. Listen, style was a big part of it only because Tim Kaine honestly seemed like he was on something. But was he over-caffeinated? Did he take 7 shots of espresso before he went on the stage? He did. He seemed like a yippy little puppy dog that was a terrier, like an annoying terrier.
That analogy came to my mind. Sort of a yippy little terrier.
It's very annoying. But you just played an excellent example of substance. Mike Pence's job last night was to explain the issues from the conservative Republican perspective in a way that Donald Trump is just incapable of doing. Boy, oh boy, did he do that. But style-wise, he came across as avuncular. He came across as knowledgeable. He came across as a guy you want to spend time with. Here's the deal. There's 2 aspects of this that everybody has to understand. The first is, the only reason you have a vice presidential debate is so the American voter can have a sense of who the guy is or girl is in case, the God forbid, something happens to the top of the ticket.
Right.
Well, 67% of Americans think that Hillary Clinton is hiding something about her health. It's there in the back of these undecided voters' minds.
Right.
So if you're worried about Hillary Clinton's health, you've got to think, okay, well, who's next? and this guy is next.
Yeah.
That ain't great. Mm-hmm. That doesn't bode well for her. The second thing is, the selection of a running mate is the very first executive decision that a would-be president makes. It signals so many things. It signals things about their judgment. It signals things about who they will surround themselves with when they put their administration together. So many people questioning the Donald Trump presidency have said, what kind of advisors will he have? What kind of people will he select
for
his cabinet?
Well, here's the first example, right?
Mike Pence is the number one exhibit A of that, and that works in Donald Trump's favor if Donald Trump knows how to take advantage of this moment.
All right, so there we have it. You've heard from us. We want to take your calls in just a moment. Who do you think won? Who do you think lost? What were your overall reflections of the vice presidential debate? But right now, it's 5:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, pretty good. Annandale, Tysons, Maryland Beltway as you pass 270. If you're continuing Interloop toward Old Georgetown Road, it was the overnight construction. Left side, not causing any delays right now. They're wrapping that up. 270, off to a good start. Let's go Falls Church. We had an overnight crash north of 50 Arlington Boulevard on Annandale Road, which means right now they're dealing with this, but knocked down a utility pole and wire, so they have Annandale Road closed just north of 50 Arlington Boulevard, and they say that could be like that through the morning rush hour. No problems to report if you're heading across the 14th Street Bridge and bridges into town. Good time to get going. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, look, we've got some good news here, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. Today, high of 71, clear to partly cloudy, 57 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, Thursday, clouds in the morning, sunny skies in the afternoon, 73. Friday, looking very nice. Now, we had told you to be weather aware because we might be having the effects of the hurricane toward the weekend. But right now, the Saturday calls for rain, highs in the upper 60s, and Sunday, a lot of sunshine. And there is good news regarding Matthew. We'll talk to you throughout the morning, but it does appear that if it stays on track, it will hit the Carolinas perhaps, but will move away from the coast as it comes close to Virginia and Maryland. We'll keep you on track on that. Right now, currently in the nation's capital, 60 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
All right, we're talking about last night's vice presidential debate. We want to know exactly what you think. It was Tim Kaine on the behalf of Hillary Clinton, Mike Pence on behalf of Donald Trump. Most of the Americans who were polled about this and the pundits all seem to think it was a good night for Pence. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Joe in D.C., you're up first with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey. Doing good. What'd you think there, Joe?
What I think, Tim Kaine was hot under the collar for the entire debate.
Yeah, what do you think was going on with the guy? Because he seemed very nervous and sort of jittery.
He was on top of Pence every comment he made. But listen, 3 points: taxes, law enforcement, and the military. Okay, great. I'm no fan of the IRS. I'm a working guy. Every year, after paying taxes all year, they come after my wife and I for about another $5,000. If there's discrepancies with Trump's taxes, why has he been prosecuted? How come he's not in tax court? Where is all that written?
Yeah, yeah. So
point number two.
Yeah, very quick. Let's get one more, and then we got to move on.
Gotcha. Law enforcement. You know, they support law enforcement. They support the cop on the street. They understand there's some issues, but they also understand that there's a lot of good, hardworking men and women out there that carry that badge and risk their lives every day. They understand this. Mm-hmm. Is there room for improvement? There's room for improvement in every profession.
Right.
They understand this. And I think they know, with the environment today, that they need to equip law enforcement with the proper training and the equipment.
Thanks, Joe.
Right, we're going to leave it right there. Thank you, Joe, for your call.
It's a great point, though, and he said, you know, Kaine was hot under the collar right from the beginning. You know, this goes right against type. We've been told that Tim Kaine is this calm, moderate, likable guy. Everybody likes Tim Kaine and I don't know if this was... Do you think this was the Clinton campaign strategy? Tim, you go out there and you show him how fiery you are.
That's
you
right.
Show him, because he was interrupting and on a tear from the moment it began.
Yeah, my first reaction was he was rude. I mean, that's just what it came. He came across as being rude, and I think that's the first impression most Americans had if they were watching this debate. Samuel in Leesburg, you're up next with Brian and Larry. What did you think last night?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, as a native Virginian, Tim Kaine's an embarrassment. I mean, my gosh. And, you know, and Mike Pence won just on style and class, because how he kept his elbow from going in that guy's jaw, I give him points for that.
Right, climbing up on the turnbuckle and coming down with the force of thunder. You know, Samuel, it's funny you should say that. I got to say, after last night's performance, and maybe I'm overstating the case, but, you know, Tim Kaine is up for re-election in 2 years. I got to think that if the fallout and the ripple effect continues in the way that it very well could after this debate, and understand, we're just talking, what are we, 8 hours after the fact here. We're the first voice you'll hear on WMAL. There's going to be plenty of discussion. I wonder if his seat is very vulnerable at this point 2 years from now. If this sticks to him, this is going to be the lasting impression of Tim Kaine for a while.
I would certainly hope so. I mean, the fact that the punk sits in the governor's seat, that's another thing that's a joke. But, I mean, this is why people that are MEN, and I say that very forcefully, can't stand Democrats and liberals, because they're like little petulant child. You know, it's ridiculous. They're just not the kind of guy you want to hang out with, and that's a perfect example of it.
There you go. The avuncular Mike Pence versus this annoying guy that you do not want to watch a football game with.
Samuel, thank you for that. Howard and Laurel, give us a quick thought here. What did you think about last night's debate?
Well, good morning, guys. You know, the one thing I've always wondered is why in the world would Hillary Clinton pick Tim Kaine, of all the Democrats in the world, to be her vice presidential candidate?
Mm-hmm.
And now, after last night, I finally understand why.
Yeah.
He actually makes her look good. She was so bad.
it was that bad for you, huh? You thought it was that distracting?
It was. You know, my neighbor behind me has a little chihuahua. And I just had a picture of that little chihuahua as I heard his voice the entire night.
You're right, Howard, but I don't know if that makes Hillary look good. In fact, it makes the two of them kind of a matched set.
Oh, my goodness.
Two little yippy dogs running our country. That's what we want.
That's exactly what we need, isn't it? Listen, more of your call straight ahead. It's 522.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Let's talk about security for a moment. Ackerman Security Systems can protect your family with reliable certified monitoring starting at a great price of just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring. Make the switch to Ackerman and save. And you may ask yourself, you may say to yourself, self, why would I go with Ackerman? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Second, they make it easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you'll get the peace of mind that comes with that great Ackerman's monitoring starting at just $19.95. A month. Finally, Ackerman Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. And here's just, let me just throw in one more, just for snicks and grins. If you mention WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free in the month of October. Snicks and grins. The daylight savings time is ending. The sun is setting earlier. Holiday travel just around the corner. Make sure your home and family are protected with Ackerman. Call now, switch and save, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Visit Ackerman Security.
This is WMAL traffic reporter Jamie Witten. Normally, you trust me for information that'll make your commute less complicated. Now, I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb, Dr. Rob, and their Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Dream Team, so I decided to check them out for myself. Now I know what a truly compassionate, non-judgmental, and remarkable place it is. If you're like me, Larry, and countless others who have been to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, you'll actually start to look forward to your dental visits. Don't let fear or guilt stand in the way of your dental and emotional transformation. Let Bethesda Sedation Dentistry's award-winning practice guide you through this journey. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at Inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It is 525. More of your calls straight ahead, but right now it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Falls Church, an overnight crash took down a utility pole and wires closed as Annandale Road, just north of Arlington Boulevard, right at Jefferson Avenue. That's where we have Annandale Road closed in each direction. Looks like it'll be this way through the morning rush hour. Taking the trip around the Beltway through the Tysons area toward the American Legion Bridge. Had a minor crash on the Interloop Legion Bridge. Quickly cleared, so if you're worried about that, no longer a worry. 270, a little bit of volume already starting to form out of Frederick just to merge onto 270 here and to get past the Monocacy, briefly in Urbana and at 109. Beltway topside looks good through College Park into Silver Spring. 95, Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The overcast that's around will burn off as we go on through the day. Lots of clear sky around. Some clouds. 71, northeast breeze. Some clouds tonight, comfortable at 57. Clouds go away to sunshine tomorrow, 73. And Friday we'll have another dry day in the upper 60s. And we'll see what happens over the weekend. Maybe a little bit of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 60 degrees, 526.
But the Clintons figure out a way to create a foundation where foreign governments and foreign donors could donate millions of dollars. And then we found, thanks to the good work of the Associated Press, that more than half of her private meetings when she was Secretary of State were given to major donors of the Clinton Foundation. When you talk about that, all these baseless rumors about Russia and the rest, Hillary Clinton, you asked the trustworthy question at the very beginning. The reason Hillary Clinton is because they are looking at the pay-to-play politics that she operated with the Clinton Foundation through a private server while she's Secretary of State. And they're saying enough is enough.
Yeah, it was a great moment, I thought, there where Mike Pence, really hit Tim Kaine and the Clinton campaign about the Clinton Foundation, something that is sort of hard to explain, but something that needs to be said. And again, as soon as he starts to make his point, the moderator interrupts. We're going to talk a lot about the moderator coming up in the next half hour. Your thoughts on what you saw last night, Nancy, in Gainesville. You're up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just want to say it's no question that Pence was the champion last night. Exactly what Trump needed at the right time that Trump needed it, given that past week and the last debate. The one thing I would say more explicitly and on the Clinton Foundation that Pence could have raised was every time the little chihuahua kept bringing up the Russian business dealings with Trump, it could have been more explicit about the Russian donations to Bill Clinton's speeches in Russia, how much money was being paid explicitly on the speeches. That could have been a really big point right back. But other than that, I think it was outstanding. I love the discussion at the end with the partial birth abortion and the faith. It was the best thing I've heard on national television in a long time.
All right. Thanks, well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that assessment. You know, I think she's right about this. And my hope, before this is all over, is that Mike Pence will sit down with Donald Trump and that Donald Trump will actually listen to what Mike Pence has to say with regards about how to conduct yourself during a debate.
And on the same token, I hope that Tim Kaine sits down with Hillary Clinton
absolutely.
And says, Hillary, this is exactly what you need to do in the next debate.
You know?
It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
We have a ton more to talk about with regard to the debate. As we mentioned in the next half hour, we're going to focus on that moderator. Oh, my gosh. It's 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Hurricane Matthew is proving deadly as it churns through the Caribbean towards the United States, and U.S. residents are bracing.
You think you're going to have to evacuate? Go do it now before the roads get clogged.
Florida Governor Rick Scott warning residents to take evacuation orders seriously as Hurricane Matthew approaches the U.S. In South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley also issuing a warning amid coastal evacuations.
If you don't get out in time, you might actually get stuck.
Mandatory evacuation orders were also issued for parts of North Carolina, and all three states plus Georgia have declared states of emergency ahead of Hurricane Matthew, with forecasters predicting that it will brush up against the east coast of the U.S. this week. I'm Reed Binion.
A CNN instant poll after last night's vice presidential debate gives the edge to Republican Mike Pence. 48% of those who watched said Pence won, to 42% who said it was Democrat Tim Kaine. About two-thirds of those polled by CNN said Pence exceeded their expectations. Fairfax County leaders are renewing their push to get voters to approve a meals tax that's on the ballot next month as they release discouraging new budget numbers for the upcoming fiscal year. The fiscal 2018 shortfall is expected to be in the tens of millions of dollars. Maryland's nascent medical marijuana industry could be delayed as state lawmakers are now calling on medical marijuana regulators to postpone the program while a dispute over racial diversity is resolved. Regulators say, though, that they're concerned about any further delays in making marijuana available to those who have a medical need for it. No clowning around here. Montgomery County school officials have sent a letter home to parents talking about, quote, vague threats via social media to several schools that were shared under a clown alias online. The letter is aimed at reassuring parents that, quote, at this time there is nothing to indicate that there is any threat to public safety regarding these social media posts. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,168. The NASDAQ at 52.90. Sports, the Toronto Blue Jays stun the Orioles with an 11th inning walk-off win to end the O's season. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose to Miami. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. In anticipation of Hurricane Matthew, the U.S. Southern Command directed a team of about 100 military personnel and 9 helicopters to Grand Cayman Island yesterday. If requested by the U.S. Agency for International Development's Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance, they're staged and ready to support U.S. disaster relief operations in the Caribbean. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or someone you know is selling a home or has had it previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's what you need to do. You need to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyer pool. The Reynolds are working with over 5,500 ready home buyers right now. Call them and let them show you how it works, like they did for Ronald and Ingrid from Woodbridge. Debbie and Sarah sold their home in just 2 days at full asking price. You know, the agent you hire does matter. The Reynolds team sells 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. And they're going to guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. So if you or someone you know is selling their home, refer Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with confidence. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't.
No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're on the Maryland Beltway, and if you're trying to go north toward Baltimore, I have a few suggestions. First, let me tell you where the accident is. On Interstate 95 northbound, right as you come off the Beltway, northbound 95 before you get to the exit for 212. So you can't even get up to 212 right now. Accident involves an overturned, and they've stopped traffic. So you're coming to a halt right as you come off the Beltway. If you want to avoid the stop traffic, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and you can take that up toward, say, 197, cut through Laurel or 32 toward your destination. But right now, you're sitting for a bit as crews try to sort out the crash northbound Maryland 95 before you get to 212. Now, for southbound, as you're coming south, your travel lanes open to merge onto either loop of the Capitol Beltway. 270 out of Frederick, the volume as you push, just as you come off of 70, really, through Urbana and down past 109. That's that early delay we see. In Falls Church, Annandale Road north of 50. Closed each direction. Overnight crash brought down a pole and utility pole and wires. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continuing through midweek, probably longer. Low 70s here today and tomorrow with a northeast breeze around and a good mix of clouds and sunshine. The overnight lows will stay down into the comfortable upper 50s. Another dry day on Friday, upper 60s. And we'll see what Matthew does. Could actually come up, give us some moisture here by Saturday, but Jerry's still out on that. Chance of rain Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Chantilly, 61 in La Plata, 59 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 537 on WMAL. We're Washington Comes to Talk coming up at 6:05 this morning. We'll talk to former Governor Jim Gilmore about how he thought the debate went last night. 7:05, Andrew McCarthy will join us from National Review. 7:35, it's KT McFarland. And 8:05, Chris Steigerwalt from Fox News. A good morning of analysis following the vice presidential debate and a lot of your calls. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
For those of you who watched the debate last night, how do you grade Elaine Quijano as the debater? Do you give her an A, an F, a failing grade? Do you give her an incomplete? What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. If a moderator's job is to be fair, balanced, impartial, and try to play it straight down the middle, giving both sides an opportunity to state their case and ask questions that are either even-handed down the middle or equally tough to both candidates, Ms. Quijano fails miserably. In fact, by one count over at Media Research Center, she asked tough questions to Mike Pence on a factor of 8-1 versus tough questions to Tim Kaine. There was only one, the very first question, when she asked Tim Kaine how he praised Secretary Clinton's character, including her commitment to public service, yet 60% of voters don't think she's trustworthy. Why do so many people distrust her? Although that's obviously, even though it's a tough question, it's one that's teed up to allow Mike Pence to give a canned answer. But beyond that, she was also very annoying with regard to interrupting the proceedings. Again, the moderator should get out of the way. We shouldn't even be talking about the moderator today. It's like talking about the referees or the umpires after a big game. Listen to this passage, and I would love to hear your take, too. Elaine Quijano, the moderator, A, B, a C. What's your grade for her? 888-630-WML. Listen to this. As Mike Pence is finishing up a comment and making a case about Hillary Clinton's reckless use of an email server, and I don't think it's a mistake that this occurred during the most vulnerable aspect of Hillary Clinton's career and her record, as Mike Pence was making a very important point about emails, something that resonates with every voter who distrusts her, listen to how the moderator handles it.
It's important in this moment to remember that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her home that had classified information on it about drone strikes. Emails from the President of the United States of America were on there. Right. Her private server was subject to being hacked by...
By the way, a moment ago, she interrupted to say 30 seconds. Now here we are about 9 seconds in, and she's interrupting again.
I'd like to ask you about Syria,
We could put cybersecurity first if we just make sure the next Secretary of State doesn't...
A full investigation concluded.
Now Tim Kaine comes in to give his answer, and she stops interrupting.
That not one reasonable prosecutor would take any additional step. You don't get to decide the rights and wrongs of this. We have a justice system that does that. And a Republican FBI director did an investigation and concluded...
All right, we are moving on now.
Senator, if your son or my son handled classified information the way Hillary Clinton did, they'd be court-martialed.
That is absolutely false, and you know
absolutely
that. And you know that, Governor.
It's absolutely true.
Because the FBI did an investigation.
Gentlemen.
And they concluded that there was no reasonable prosecutor who would take it further.
Senator Kaine, Governor Pence, please.
Syria.
I want to turn now to Syria.
Well, I don't care what you want to do. This isn't about you. Absolute F, failing grade, and outrage.
Hey, listen, I sometimes think, occasionally, and I know people will disagree with me on this, but I think that some of the criticism of past moderators has not been completely fair. But on this one, she was egregious. Even the Washington Post this morning listed her as one of the losers of the debate, that she was not in control, and that she, in my mind, it seemed as if she was running interference for Kaine and interrupting Mike Pence on a regular basis. Every time he was starting to make a decent point, she jumped in there and knocked him off his game and interrupted him and clouded the ability to hear his point. And it was maddening at times that she would do such a thing. And you're right, she had a list of questions that she seemed bound and determined to get through, even when there was really good stuff happening and really good interaction between the two candidates. And some of the great issues of the campaign were being discussed in a very effective way. She had to get in the middle of it. It was about her and not necessarily what was best in the relaying of information to the American public. And I look, it's a difficult job, and I've always said that, and I've done some of this debate stuff on the Senate level, not on a presidential level, of course, but it's difficult, and I grant you that. But she was horrid. I mean, there's just no other word for it. She was really, really bad.
It's not a difficult job. I don't know why you grant that, because it isn't difficult. You get the questions, you work out the questions, you try them, you put them through the ringer, and
Larry,
you make sure that they're not unbiased.
I hope you would accept my judgment when I say I have done this. It is difficult.
Right. I think they make it more difficult than it needs to be. I think you ask the questions, let the candidates answer, and you move on. And if one of the candidates dominates and interrupts and tries to hijack the debate, guess what? The voters see that, and the voters can come in.
Yeah,
we're going to have days and days and days of analysis of people looking at this debate. You stay out of it and let the people after the fact make the call. And one other thing. I mean, you agree that this one was egregious.
Yeah, I do.
You agree that Lester Holt was egregious.
I do.
Okay, so we're two for two now.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so at some point, we got to stop giving them the benefit of the doubt, yeah, right?
Listen, you're not going to have an argument for me that it's not going well for the moderators, that's
you,
for sure.
You mentioned, you said even the Washington Post.
Yeah.
I'll throw a Trump card.
Yeah.
The New York Times.
Wow.
In their analysis afterwards said, and I'm quoting, Elaine Quijano, the moderator, helped Mr. Kaine along, opening one question with a recitation of Mr. Trump's statements. Helped him along, not her job. By the way, the New York Times, in later versions of that on the internet, deleted that line. I only know it because it was grabbed and screenshotted.
Wow.
5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. In anticipation of Hurricane Matthew, the U.S. Southern Command directed a team of about 100 military personnel and 9 helicopters to Grand Cayman Island yesterday. If requested by the U.S. Agency for International Development's Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance, they're staged and ready to support U.S. disaster relief operations in the Caribbean. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
It is now 5:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have some problems. Maryland, I-95, and I want to give you some direction to get through and some alternates. North on Maryland 95, north of the Beltway, before you even get to the exit for 212. That's where we now have one lane slowly inching by. The accident involves an overturn. They had everybody stopped until a few moments ago. Delays. I'm looking at the delays right off the Beltway. Southbound, your lanes are open, but you're rubbernecking a bit. If you need to get to BWI or if your destination to go north past 212 or even to 212, you might want to think of maybe 29 or Route 1. You can take that up and join 95 near the ICC if you use Maryland 200, the ICC. Another option for you, you could take the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, especially if you're going to BWI Airport, and avoid sitting in that stop traffic north on 95 to get by the crash north of the Beltway. For 270, no drama, just the volume as you come out of Frederick and down past 109. We do have a crash on the George Washington Parkway. If you're heading southbound past that circle near Memorial Circle, before you get to the 14th Street Bridge, that's where crews dealing with the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continuing through midweek, probably longer. Low 70s here today and tomorrow with a northeast breeze around and a good mix of clouds and sunshine. The overnight lows will stay down into the comfortable upper 50s. Another dry day on Friday, upper 60s. And we'll see what Matthew does. Could actually come up, give us some moisture here by Saturday, but Jerry's still out on that. Chance of rain Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 60 degrees, 547.
This is Jamie Whitten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Listen, we're going to have plenty more on the debate and plenty more on the moderator, by the way. In fact, at 6:05, former Governor Jim Gilmore will be here. We'll take your calls. I've got more clips of the moderator's egregious behavior. But I want to also shift quickly here, Brian, to a discussion about more that we're discovering regarding the disastrous policies of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Obama toward Libya. You know, something that they had originally pointed to as one of their huge foreign policy successes in their first term. Well, now we're learning even more. And listen to this story.
Yeah.
It comes out of Arizona. There's an American man named Mark Turi, who was under indictment from the Justice Department for illegal arms dealing to Libya. You know, selling arms to Libya. That's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are certain countries you're not allowed to broker deals with and sell armaments to and defense items to. Libya is one of them, has been for quite some time. They indicted this guy. He was trying to defend himself, and he said, listen, this was all part of a deal. This was a secret arming of the Libyan refugees that was coordinated by Hillary Clinton's State Department with the approval of Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked for discovery. To defend himself, he wanted to be able to access certain emails and certain information that showed exactly his case that he claims, allegedly, that this was all agreed to by Hillary Clinton. Well, Monday, the Justice Department filed a motion in federal court down in Phoenix asking to drop the case completely, entirely.
Yep.
And they cited in their motion specifically, and I'm quoting now, discovery rulings from U.S. Court Judge David Campbell contributed to the decision to drop the case. Because the judge agreed and ruled that there could be a certain level of discovery that this defendant was able to access to defend himself and make his claim that in a secret deal with the State Department and the CIA, State Department headed by Hillary Clinton, that they were secretly arming rebels against Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, because he wanted to discover that information, the Justice Department has now said, oh, we dropped the charges.
Yeah, this was going to bring scrutiny to Hillary Clinton. Again, it's going to bring scrutiny to the private server. There was going to be discovery. And, you know, when you're dealing with a judge, a discovery in a case like this, you better not monkey around with the documents. You better come up with all of them, or if you've got a serious problem. They realized this was going to be a nightmare for Hillary Clinton. And so, once again, here's the Justice Department running interference and making a ruling that is beneficial to the Clinton campaign, and it's outrageous. It really is. And look, I mean, this guy walks away. He said, I had a lot of stuff that I was ready to point out, and it wasn't going to be very comfortable for the CIA or for Hillary Clinton. And as soon as that became clear, the Justice Department steps in and dismisses the case entirely.
And let's be clear here. This guy is no hero. This guy, for all we know, this guy could be a bad dude. We don't want Americans arming foreign countries and quote-unquote rebels in foreign war-torn nations like Libya, because, of course, those arms could end up in the hands of terrorists who will use them against us. We're not celebrating this guy for getting charges dropped. I think it's important that this investigation go forward, even if it indicted, rhetorically speaking, the Secretary of State and President Obama and their policies that they kept secret from the American people.
Make no doubt about it. If this case had gone forward, it would have shined a very bright light on what was really going on in Benghazi.
Well, we'll run this by KT McFarland, our national security analyst, at 7:35. And as I mentioned, we've got plenty more post-debate coverage of last night's unbelievable evening in Farmville, Virginia, where Tim Kaine seems to have hurt the Hillary Clinton campaign for president, as well as possibly his own political future. But first, let's turn to our very own El Rushbo.
Okay, so over the weekend, Hillary Clinton's campaign staff at the New York Times illegally published portions of Donald Trump's tax returns. They show that big loss. Hillary claims that Trump has contributed nothing to our nation because in her world, taxes are contributions. She said that he made a business model out of corporate excess. Hillary Clinton has made her career out of government excess. She's gotten filthy wealthy doing what she calls public service while accomplishing nothing but corruption. Her business model is to lie, cheat, and beg donors for money who give it to her hoping she pays them back with policy. Hillary doesn't get how the real economy works. Donald Trump has created more jobs, more taxpayers, more economic growth than Hillary Clinton can dream of. Everybody already knew Trump had big business losses in the 90s. He wrote about it in his book, The Art of the Comeback. The tax law that he used that allows losses to be carried forward is not some secret law for billionaires. It's not a loophole. It's how companies stay up and running and keep people working. Hillary Clinton, the New York Times, used the same provision. But since Hillary is screeching about those who contribute nothing to the economy, will she criticize those who came here illegally for government benefits? Will she castigate those born here who feed off the welfare state she and her Democrat Party created? Talk about contributing nothing. Huh. I don't think she'll talk about that, will she?
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger, but it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop.
Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Ultrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Ultrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through October, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide. See us for saving details.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of tough spots. Maryland, I-95. You're one of them. If you're heading northbound 95, big delays as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. Only one lane gets by northbound Maryland 95 before you get to the exit for 212 involving this incident with an overturn. Again, like I said, delays off the Beltway. So if your destination, you're heading up toward 212, you're heading beyond that, you're heading toward BWI, you might want to try 295. Baltimore-Washington Parkway is an alternate. If you use 29 or Route 1, you can take that and then cut over using the ICC. Now for southbound 95, yes, you're in delays, but you have your travel lanes open, but you're seeing a lot of the lights, a lot of the activities, the helicopters overhead. Now let's go into Virginia. Southbound George Washington Parkway before the 14th Street Bridge, looks like that crash, and now to the shoulder. 66 accident in Manassas. Eastbound as you come up to business 234. What's your response? Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keeping a pretty good supply of sunshine and numbers staying right about where we should be this time of year as we head on through this Wednesday. Cloud, sunshine, a breeze at about 71. Low 70s, lots of sunshine tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Back and Knee Pain Hotline.
Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk to you about health care. No, not the political angle, the personal one. The relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and was so impressed with the personal attention their concierge model offers. At Principal Medical Group, patients' priorities come first, whether it's setting convenient same-day appointments or offering direct 24/7 access to Dr. Jones. You will feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. Healthcare is changing, but the principles of good health shouldn't. Learn more at principalmedicalgroup.com.
It's Brian Wilson from my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable certified monitoring at a great price of only $19.95 a month? Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and start saving now. Why Ackerman? Because first of all, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Secondly, they make it really easy to make the switch. They can even leave your existing equipment in place and you'll get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month rate. At Ackerman Security, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Need another reason? During the month of October, just mention you heard the ad on WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. With daylight savings time ending, with the sun setting earlier, holiday travel around the corner, make sure your home and family are always safe and secure. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security right now. Get protected. Switch and save. Call 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be joined by former Governor Jim Gilmore of Virginia. Get his take on last night's vice presidential debate.
And we'll take your calls on how you think it went. Also, a story about Yahoo and emails that may raise a few eyes.